Many little girls like flowers, watching butterflies, and riding ponies. A lot of them also like cars, robots, and spaceships. But most girls' clothing only has pictures of flowers, butterflies, or ponies. Two mothers decided to make clothes that are more representative of all the things that little girls are and do and love. 6-year-old Bella loves to build houses and play with cars.
I like Barbies, also dinosaurs.
So her dress has pictures of dinosaurs on it.
I need a train to put on the train track.
Her friend Penny enjoys making things with building blocks.
I like to make trucks.
The 4-year-old also likes the colors pink and purple and the dress she is wearing. Kathy Traumatana is Penny's mother.
She really enjoys wearing it. It's bright and comfortable and unique.
Penny's clothing is unusual because it has images in the shape of the mathematical symbol pi. Kathy Traumatana says the design opens the door to discussions on mathematics.
But we haven't found this type of dress in the store.
The pie and dinosaur dresses are from a new girl's clothing line called Princess Awesome. Rebecca Melski set up the business. She says its products for girls have some designs normally found on boys' clothes.
I think that a girl wearing a dress with science on it, she's telling the world when she's out that this is something she's interested in. She can love girly things and also love science. It tells science is just as much for girls as it is for boys.
It all started 2 years ago when Rebecca Melski was hoping to buy clothing for her 2-year-old, who refused to wear anything but a dress. Miss Melski bought pajamas meant for boys because her daughter also liked robots, trucks, and spaceships.
And one day I walked out past through the girls' section of the store and I thought to myself, like, I wish they made one of those cute dresses that also had a robot on it or a dinosaur because she would wear that, she would love that. And then I thought, hey, someone should do that, maybe I should do that.
Her friend Eva St. Clair believed she should, and their business was born. The two women got together on Saturdays. They used fabrics with images of trucks, airplanes, pirates, and atoms. They also created art dresses based on works by Van Gogh and Monet.
Usually Rebecca and I would be down in my basement. Rebecca would cut and I would stitch, and we got to where we could do about 4 in an hour.
The women sold the first 70 dresses they made at a local market. So the founders decided to expand their business online. Their products sold very well there too.
These sold out so fast, I could not make them fast enough. We decided it was time to figure out how to go into a factory.
So they turned to a Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign. Crowdfunding is a way to raise money from a large number of people over the internet to support a project. The women met their goal of $35,000 within days and raised more than $215,000 in donations.
Our biggest challenge is going to be, how do we expand as rapidly as people seem to want us to?
The founders hope Princess Awesome will expand into products for girls of all ages and all interests. I'm Marcia James. Words in this story. Discussion. Noun. The act of talking about something with another person or a group of people. Fabric. Noun. Woven or knitted material. Cloth. Stitch. Noun. A piece of thread that is passed through a piece of material with a needle.